What if I told you the very things you complain about every day are the same things that someone else is praying for right now? By the end of this episode, then, you'll never see your annoyances the same way. In fact, you might just find that your burdens are blessings in disguise, and the struggle you're in is a privilege you'd miss if it was taken from you. Have you ever been jolted awake at 3 a.m? You're groggy, you're irritated, maybe because your dog is barking. Maybe your dog wants to go out for a wee. Maybe your child is crying from a nightmare. It's easy to get annoyed, isn't it? To grumble. Why now? Can't I just get some sleep? But just stop for a second and imagine a different kind of night. Stillness, silence, no barking, no crying. Because there's no dog, there's no child, it's just you. And the kind of quiet is the one that feels hollow, not peaceful. The thing that woke you, that was a privilege in disguise. Imagine this, you walk into a grand hall. At the centre, a table. A hooded figure stands there and says, "Lay down your burdens. All of them. Write on a piece of paper, I don't know. And you may choose someone else's life in exchange. Would you? Or would you take back your problems? Would you trade the late night feedings for never knowing the sound of your baby laughing? Would you swap your annoying job for a life spent scanning the job market with no callbacks or being on benefits? Would you trade your tired legs after the gym for a wheelchair? Would you really want different problems? Or would you just want a different perspective on your own?" So here are some examples. You're tired of working out. You actually have a body that moves, so that's a privilege, isn't it? You're stressed by your kids, but you actually have kids to raise. Your boss is demanding, yeah, but you actually have employment. You have bills to pay, oh no, but you've got electric, light, heating. Your car broke down, oh no, but you actually own a vehicle, you've got a license. Your flight's delayed, but you can afford to fly and go on holiday. Your laundry piles up, but you actually have clothes. Your dog won't stop barking, but you have a dog and you have companionship, and he's well trained. Your in-laws keep visiting. Well, at least you have a family who cares. Your house feels a bit small. You actually have a home, though. Oh, your partner's snoring. At least you've got someone to share a bed with. You've got too many emails to go through. You're privileged to be in such demand. You're stuck in traffic. At least you've got somewhere to go. You've got a fridge full of food but nothing to eat. At least you have a choice. Your phone won't stop ringing. You matter. You've got things going on. You need to cook again. At least you've got food to cook. And your hands work. Your mind works. Your knees are aching after that run. At least you can run. You're frustrated with clients. At least you have a business. The school runs are really annoying and you have to get up too early. At least you have a child to take. You've got too many responsibilities. You're trusted. You're dreading Monday. But you have a life, a career. You've got a messy home. You aren't living in a shelter or a tent. The alarm woke you up and it's annoying. At least it woke you up and you're not late for work. Arguing your girlfriend? You're privileged to have someone. Overwhelmed by chores? You've got autonomy. Exhausted from caretaking? You still have people. Dealing with grief? You actually had something that was worth grieving for. You've burnt your dinner? Well, you can afford to try again. You feel behind on your goals. At least you have the time. At least you have goals. At least you are working towards them. You're afraid of the future. At least you're privileged enough to have a future and to believe in one. Your burdens then aren't shackles. They're armour. They're heavy, yes, but they protect you. They shape you. And actually, as I've said, these are privileged things. Oh, I have to, I don't know, wash my hair. At least you've got hair to wash. It's a privilege to have hair. Some people are paying a few thousand pounds in Turkey to get it done. So think about it that way. We often mistake life's greatest privileges as problems, only to realise their value after they're gone. The question isn't, why is this happening to me? The better question is, what if this was taken away? So here's the hospital room example. A man lies in a hospital bed. He's got tubes in his nose. The machine's beeping, beep, beep, beep. He's frail, a once strong builder or fighter who raised a family with his hands. His son visits, looking worn down. I'm so tired, Dad. Work's a mess. The kids won't sleep. The house is a chaos. The old man smiles and takes a slow, deep breath. And he says, son, there will come a time when your house will be quiet, when no one calls, when your calendar is empty, when you just hope someone needs you. The noise you're drowning in today, that's the sound of life. That's music to your ears. Don't wish it away too fast. So the weight that you're carrying might feel heavy. The mortgage might feel big. The bills might feel bad. Your body might feel tired. But maybe, just maybe, it's a crown worn by someone who's lucky enough to have those things and be privileged enough to have the opportunity for that. You're not burdened, you're blessed. So next time, don't... When you cite your problems, let's say, ask yourself, if this disappeared tomorrow, would I miss it? Your problems are someone else's answered prayer. So don't take it lightly.